This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in to talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you in the studio tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Conan.
And in case you thought 2020 couldn't possibly get weirder, it absolutely has, with North Korea now being ordered to hand over decadent and bourgeois pet dogs for restaurant meat, because the country is being rocked by food shortages.
Did you say they were being asked or being ordered?
Ordered. Okay. Ordered according to the headline. I don't know. And I don't know that the North Korean government ever asks its right. citizens to do anything.
And is it? It's only speculated that they're being used for barbecue, I think. I don't think anyone knows where they're really going.
Well, they asked them for they said, yeah, this is for restaurant meat. Give me your pet dog so that we can cook it and eat it.
Well, they're starving.
I had not heard that they were this bad off over there in recent years. I think it was in the 1990s where they had an actual famine in North Korea where, you know, people were plucking and eating grass, making grass soup. If they could find it. This is really bad times back then. And, of course, you know, communism fails, which is why that happened, why they had no food in North Korea, and they had to beg for handouts, basically, from the rest of the world to keep their people somewhat alive.
I think North Korea officially reached the point of being a failed state when Kim Jong-un commanded every citizen to turn over 200 pounds of human manure a day. I think that was when they reached peak collapse.
When
this was
this?
In 2019.
Okay.
This is for farming, right?
Wow.
Yes. But and if they could, it was a way of, it was tax revenue. If they couldn't generate this impossible, their body weight in manure each day, then they
That's
had to
impossible.
Pay a fine. Oh, it's absolutely impossible, but they don't care. It was just a way to fine everyone
I
and
see.
Get a new tax out of them.
Wow.
But that to me was the moment when North Korea just became, yep, this is going down the drain.
Well, I mean, it's been down the drain for a long time. I mean, by no means am I an expert on North Korea, but I did read the excellent book, and I've watched some documentaries over the years, but I read an excellent book by Michael Malice, I believe is his name. And it's a fake autobiography written as though it was Kim Jong-il, who is Kim Jong-un's father.
Okay.
And it's really, really well done. Like, it starts from the earliest point in his life and goes through the end of his life. And just
sounds
really
fascinating.
Covers,
what's it called?
Dear Reader, I believe is what it's called.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's cute.
Yeah. So Kim Jong-un...
But it's a serious book. Like, it's like seriously looks at the history of this country and
right,
like
and
communism.
It's written from Kim Jong-il's point of view.
Correct.
As an autobiography.
Yeah, but it's not really his.
Right.
Right.
Is it like poking at North Korea and the poor decisions? Like, and then I decided that we needed to eat our dogs.
I mean, it's basically it shows what happened in that country since it became, you know, total communism.
Okay.
And it's fascinating and horrifying. But it does go through the famine portion of the 1990s. So things were really bad then, and if they're now announcing they need to be eating their dogs, it sounds like things are getting bad once again.
Well, according to dailymail.co.uk, which is a right-leaning website, I believe, so they're not predisposed to show any kindness whatsoever to the North Korean government or to North Korean policies, Kim Jong-un has declared that pet dogs are a symbol of capitalist decadence. And he's ordered that dogs be rounded up.
Oh, God.
And owners are fearful that their beloved pets are being used to solve the nation's food shortages.
Now, but before you go on, before anybody thinks this can't happen here, like, oh, this is the United States, we have the freedom to own dogs. There are places in the United States that have outlawed certain dog breeds.
There are.
Like pit bulls. for instance.
I think they're illegal in California.
Yeah, I'm not sure which states that maybe Colorado sort of rings my bell on that one, but I'm not 100%. Certainly there are like some counties or some cities, I think, who've done it as well. So don't think you're not, you know, that wherever you are, if you're in the United States, you're somehow exempt from this. This same madness, I mean, they're probably not eating the dogs.
I don't appreciate the Daily Mail's headline in light of this. Because they're not being ordered to hand over their dogs because it's decadent and they need restaurant meat. That's just what the dog owners are fearful of, understandably, but that's not what's being said here by Kim Jong-un. He's not saying, give us your dog so that we can cook them and eat them. He's saying, hey, it's now illegal to own a dog.
Well, he has to create some excuse. So he says, all right, we have a problem. We're out of food.
He doesn't have to. I mean, he's the all-powerful deer leader. He can say and do what he wants.
So he's not.
Yeah, but if he tells his people, oh, by the way, this great country of ours, and I'm your deer leader and all, sorry, we're going to have to start eating dogs, like, all the time, even though they kind of like eating dogs.
I don't know if that's true or not.
The story gets into that.
Okay.
The North Koreans definitely like dog.
I have no comment. Dictator Kim announced in July that owning a pet is now against the law, denouncing having a dog as a tainted trend of bourgeois ideology. Authorities. I mean, I kind of get his point, right? You have to be relatively well off to be able to afford dog food.
You know, I don't know about that.
No, I'm being facetious. Okay. I mean, dog food is what, $5 for 50 pounds?
Unless you're out in the country and you're just talking about human fertilizer, guess what dogs like to eat? Mm-hmm. They're camp followers. It's a good thing that's why you don't eat your dog during the apocalypse, because they're good to have around. There's a lot of arguments for don't eat your dog. They're very important. They're warning alarm clocks. You know, they scavenge behind humans and clean up the mess.
I tend to just not eat my friends.
There's plenty of poor people that have dogs, so yeah, it's definitely not a richer thing.
Yeah. Authorities have identified households with pet dogs and are forcing them to give them up or forcefully confiscating them and putting them down. A source told South Korea's newspaper.
I'm not going to go out on defending here North Korea or anything like that, but...
Mark, is that you?
It is hard to get information out of this place.
It absolutely is.
So, I mean, you're dealing with a source telling a South Korean news agency that this is happening. If there's not video of, you know, Kim Jong-un, and of course now we got deepfakes, so who knows if any video is even real. But, you know, if there's no real evidence that Kim Jong-un is doing this, then all we are really going on is just a report from a source. And sadly, it's hard to get any independent sources in North Korea to report on anything because it's illegal to be anything except for the government news. Remember, in North Korea, they have radio, but it's all locked to the same channel. So if you have a radio in North Korea,
and there's
you
only
turn
the
it
state
on,
television channel as well, right?
Yeah, you turn it on. Or you turn it off.
Can you imagine living in
and
that?
Maybe you can't even turn it off. I don't know. But you can't change the channel because there are no other channels on North Korean radio.
Can you imagine living in that, man?
No, I can't. It essentially, it's a crime. If you drop, you know, if you were to airdrop a bunch of Walkmans into North Korea, and there have been people who've done activism like this,
sure,
giving out essentially normal radios that you can tune the frequency on like we're used to here in the semi-free world, and then broadcasting on like a pirate frequency basically from South Korea, so broadcasting in to North Korea to try to get some sort of information to these people. They are completely cut off, with the exception of those who are willing to smuggle information in or out of North Korea, and frequently that's done within body cavities via flash drives and things like that, or by paying off border guards. But this is an incredibly high-risk thing to do, and it's crazy. So,
and the result is that 100% of what the average North Korean knows was spoon-fed to them
by
the government.
Yep. And how do you know if you know, it's difficult. If you're somebody who's against the government there, you have to be very, very careful with who you talk to.
You can't say that to anyone.
Right, because somebody could know, you know, they could be on the inside of the party or whatever, and then they turn you in, and before you know it, you and your family are in a prison labor camp.
Yeah, the whole premise of 1984.
So, unfortunately, what we can't get out of North Korea is video of the dog kidnapping squad going around and forcibly taking people's dogs from them. Because if this story is true, that's definitely what's happening. And if this were happening in the United States, at the very least, somebody would snap some video of it. But we can't get that out of North Korea, so we just have to go with what the source is saying.
Well, the source goes on to say some of the dogs are sent to state-run zoos or sold to dog meat restaurants.
They're probably being chopped up at the state-run zoos and being fed to the animals there because, you know, they're not going to put them on display. Right?
Yeah, I wouldn't think so. Yeah. I mean, dogs aren't that rare in North Korea, are they? Give us your thoughts. 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
News from news.bitcoin.com. Chinese banks limit customers' ability to buy gold. Chinese flooding and potential dam collapse threatens many Bitcoin operations. Withdrawals from crypto exchanges increase, indicating perhaps more people are holding their coin for themselves. Tentative agreement met to stabilize Bitcoin cash mining in conjunction with the currency's third birthday. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you get the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
radio that you control, and you can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria, Ian, and Conan. And Intercoin's team spent the last decade helping communities release apps to unite their members and coordinate social activity. Now communities can release currencies to coordinate economic activity, which represents a soft but voluntary power, encouraging people to spend the currency on local goods and services that accept it, or to support the community with small fees when cashing out unused coins. Towns already do this to battle globalism, and festivals can create an extended online community that transacts year-round. Intercoin is attempting to regain some of our freedoms that are threatened on the internet and in the real world, and we think that's important here on Free Talk Live, so we accepted $40,000 worth of Intercoin tokens from Intercoin Inc. for advertising. If you also think freedom is important, check out Intercoin at intercoin.org. You can invest in the project and potentially make big gains, or just be involved and shape its future. Intercoin.org. That's Intercoin.org. And let's go to the phones. We've got Jason from New Hampshire listening at LRN.FM. Jason, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Conan, thank you. I really mean it. Thank you for bringing back Topless Tuesdays. I mean that, honestly.
Okay. It's hot in here, man. There's servers and stuff going on. It can get kind of warm.
Buddy, you don't have to. Honestly, Ian will tell you, I'm the biggest fan of Topless Tuesdays ever. I couldn't believe when it went away, and to see it come back now is just so wonderful. It's kind of like, oh, life is starting to get back to normal, like pre-quarantine, you know?
I mean, it didn't really go away. It just got cold, right?
Yeah, well, that's what they say. That's what they say, but I have a sort of a theory that there was sort of an issue with Topless Tuesdays. But anyways, that's not what I called in
there
about.
There wasn't. There was an issue with it when I did Aria Uncensored and was topless. That got us banned from Twitch, but as far as the male host here, it's never been a problem.
That's actually very stupid. That's actually a really stupid rule and doesn't really make sense,
stupid.
Does it?
No.
Yeah, that's dumb. Anyways, my... So I'm not a huge, I myself am not a libertarian. I will say though, my main question had to do with a viable libertarian candidate. I have one friend who, is a libertarian. And I will say, I don't necessarily see eye to eye with him on everything, but I will say I understand and see that it gets a little out of hand. Like with some of the, like he doesn't like to wear a seatbelt. I don't know if you guys feel the same way about that, if those things are actually meaningful to you.
Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. If I'm just driving around downtown Keene where the speed limit's relatively low, I don't wear it. If I'm going on the state roads at 50, 60 miles an hour, I will.
That's how he feels too. But he actually got arrested for not wearing a seatbelt. And when I see stuff like that, it's like, I can agree, even as a non-libertarian, like that's going too far. The idea you're going to actually give somebody a criminal record just because of a seatbelt thing, that doesn't make sense. And it's like the way that they told it, the way the police said it was like, well, I'm sorry, sir, but if you want to have your 7-year-old bride in the car, she has to wear a seatbelt.
What? I feel like you went on to a completely different point there.
I think it was a joke.
Okay.
He's joking.
Thanks, Ian. Bye.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for the call, Jason. Let's keep going. We've got Jimmy from Missouri. Jimmy, you're on Free Talk Live.
I don't know if you guys heard, but yesterday Trump actually said that he was going to pardon someone, a very important person today. And, maybe it'd be Ross Ulbricht or Snowden or...
Well, he specifically said that it was not going to be Snowden, apparently.
Yeah, and it turns out...
When is he issuing this pardon?
He made it sound like it was relatively soon. The caller here said it was supposed to be today. Yesterday, the news was that he was teasing that he was going to issue a pardon. He was not saying for whom it would be issued, but he did specify that it would not be Edward Snowden at this time.
It was Susan B. Anthony.
Yes. Oh, dear God. Really?
Susan B. Anthony.
What did he pardon her for?
She got for her arrest when she went and voted back in the 20s.
So he pardoned a dead person?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. That's so government
she was
at its finest, man.
She was anti-slavery, apparently, Susan B. Anthony.
I thought she was just a suffrage. Yeah. Well, I don't know. I know she was a suffrage woman, and
says here she collected anti-slavery petitions at the age of 17.
Hmm? Good for her. That's absurd. But so yeah, he wasted just his time to pardon a dead person.
Well, it's symbolic.
Exactly.
I mean, politicians do symbolic things all the time.
Yes, and they waste time in so doing.
Well, I mean, would you rather he spend his time doing something that actually hurts somebody?
Okay, fair point.
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather he spend it like golfing or doing nothing.
Yeah.
The question is, how is the left going to react to this? Or have they already, because everything he does...
The first article I saw said he was undermining Susan B. Anthony's wishes by pardoning her. So I think that's probably the left's reaction.
Well, they hate everything that he does, and they have to come out against everything that he does. And so he does this good thing. How do they spin it?
According to this story here, or Wikipedia article on Susan B. Anthony, the last thing on the history here is August 18th, 2020, Donald Trump said he would pardon Anthony for her arrest in 1872 after she voted when it was still illegal for women to vote. The announcement was made on the 100th anniversary of the 19th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, giving women the right to vote. So he was commemorating the 100th year, apparently, of women being able to vote by pardoning this lady. I mean, it seems totally appropriate.
It's a nice gesture.
Mm-hmm.
It's just useless.
Yeah, it would be much nicer if he would pardon someone meaningful for us today, like Edward Snowden. And he did tease that as a potential. He said he was going to, quote, look into it.
Really?
Yeah, he said that he didn't know enough about Edward Snowden. He'd heard good arguments on both sides. So as soon as this news started coming out, there was actually another story that a bunch of Republicans and, like, law enforcement people are trying to tell him, no, dude, don't pardon Snowden. And so
yeah, because then other people will leak our secrets.
Yeah. Well, also, here's the thing. Even if they do pardon Snowden, I hope Snowden doesn't come back to the United States. Because just because they've pardoned him on these charges doesn't mean that they wouldn't cook up more charges the second he, you know, sets foot back into the U.S. If he gets a pardon, he needs to stay the hell out of the United States for the rest of his life. Mm. That is way too risky to come back here.
I would agree. Jimmy, thank you so much for the call. I hadn't heard anything about this pardon, so this is all news to me. On the subject of Snowden, I mean, you're absolutely right. We saw what the government did to Chelsea Manning.
Right.
Barack Obama
commuted her sentence. They let her out and put her right back in.
Yeah, next thing you know, she's right back in jail, being fined, I think it was $5,000 a day for refusing to testify. I don't remember the exact amount, but it was absolutely absurd.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way the government does things. So, yeah, even if they pardoned Edward Snowden, if he came back, they would immediately nail him for something else.
They absolutely would.
Yeah, because that's what they do. So a recent UN report,
evil.
Getting back to the story from Korea, the recent UN report stated that as many as 60% of North Korea's 25.5 million people are facing widespread food shortages.
Oh, boy.
And this has been worsened by international sanctions imposed on the regime for its nuclear missile program.
Yep.
And I imagine COVID-19 probably didn't help that much.
Well, I wonder what they're doing about COVID-19. I mean, again, you don't get any real news out of North Korea unless it comes through the state news agency. So who knows?
Well, you typically don't get immigration either. So it would be difficult for COVID-19 to even spread to North Korea.
Oh.
Presumably.
Yeah, I don't know.
855-450-3733. Maybe you know. Have you heard anything about North Korea and COVID-19? Give us a call and let us know.
Divi's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the value soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divi's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DiviProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DiviProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DiviProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org. News from news.bitcoin.com. Chinese banks limit customers' ability to buy gold. Chinese flooding and potential dam collapse threatens many Bitcoin operations. Withdrawals from crypto exchanges increase, indicating perhaps more people are holding their coin for themselves. Tentative agreement met to stabilize Bitcoin cash mining in conjunction with the currency's third birthday. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
We're building the wall. We'll be up to next week. We'll be up to 300 miles of incredible wall. Incredible.
President Trump in Yuma, Arizona, receiving an update on the border wall. The president continues.
We are very tough at the border. When people want to come in for our farmers, et cetera, we're not going to hurt our farmers. But we've never had better numbers than we have right now, and that's been helped because we're at a little bit over 280 miles right now.
President Trump now on his way back to Washington, D.C. The president also stopped in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, where he participated in an Iowa disaster recovery briefing. Postmaster General Louis DeJoy announcing on Tuesday that he's suspending long-standing operational initiatives at the Postal Service amid fears that the change could delay election mail this fall. You're listening to USA Radio News. The Senate Select Committee on Intelligence is releasing their fifth and final volume of their report on Russian interference in the 2016 election. The report found no evidence of collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia, but did conclude that Russia intervened in the election to harm Hillary Clinton's campaign and help the campaign of Donald Trump.
We found absolutely no evidence whatsoever that Donald Trump or his campaign colluded with Russia to meddle in our elections. Second, the FBI made some very troubling mistakes, especially by relying on a sealed dossier against the advice of the CIA and without verifying this foreign document or the sources that were used to create it.
That's the committee's acting chairman, Republican Senator from Florida, Marco Rubio. And your final numbers on Wall Street. It was a record day for the S&P as they add 8 points to close at 3390. The Dow, meanwhile, losing 67, closing at 27,778. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control, and you can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That number is 855-450-3733. With you into the studio tonight is Aria, Ian, and Conan having a discussion about grass soup and barbecued dog, evidently. Seems to be those are the staples of the common man's dinner in North Korea because of decades of mismanagement under a communist regime that doesn't know what it's doing, sanctions that have been imposed on it, pandemics, and just all kinds of government restrictions that prevent people from actually being productive and solving these sorts of problems.
Yeah, I just don't understand sanctions. Government gangs love to throw sanctions at countries, and they always make it sound like we're punishing the government with these sanctions.
That's not how it works.
No, the reality is you're punishing the people the sanctions.
Well, their excuse
is...
They know that they're punishing somebody. What they're wanting to happen is the people will uprise and they'll strike out at their leaders, and then we can put one of our puppets.
But the North Korean people have probably no idea that the United States has imposed sanctions against them.
Well, I mean, there is an active propaganda campaign against the United States within North Korea.
Sure.
So there was a documentary.
But would they really tell their people, hey, the reason you have to eat grass and dogs is because the U.S. government won't give us money?
They might.
Really?
Yeah, they might do that. Because they've definitely positioned the U.S. as sort of the great Satan or the great evil or whatever.
So why would they want money from the great Satan?
Well, I mean, that, I don't know. I know that, for instance, there are allegations that whenever there's the rolling blackouts that happen, they blame that on the United States.
Of course.
Right, but it's not the United States running the power plants, right?
Right.
It's the North Korean government doing that. But they'll blame the United States for sabotaging the power plants. So we're constantly under attack from the United States if you're in North Korea, even though they're not dropping bombs. They're doing these other things, like sabotaging things like maybe the food supply. So it would be totally plausible for them, from their perspective, to say to their people, well, we were going to give you this bountiful harvest, but unfortunately the U.S. government sprayed our crops with insecticide or poison or something like that, and lost the whole crop.
Hey, we produced 200,000 shoes this quarter. Unfortunately, yeah. The U.S. government...
They took them all. It was a spy operation, right? Like, so who knows what it is what story they're cooking up.
It's tragic. Let's go to the phones. We've got Gulf Coast Tom calling from Florida. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, folks.
Hi, Tom.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I'm a long-time listener, first-time caller. And I wanted to talk about Ian's mask issue.
Okay.
So I came up with an analogy.
What was my issue? Sorry.
You don't like wearing masks.
Oh, yeah. I don't think it's just me, though. I think everyone in the room qualifies for that.
I feel more comfortable picking on you.
Okay, go right ahead.
Anyway, I came up with an analogy. Let's suppose you develop this condition where every time you walk out into the sunlight, bullets shoot out of your belly button and kill people all over the streets of Keene, New Hampshire.
This is a bad analogy.
Pretty stupid. Okay, but go ahead.
We're off to a solid start.
And somebody walks up to you from the side and says, Ian, I know where you can get a reverse Kevlar vest that'll keep your bullets from killing people. Now, would you feel bad about the people that were getting shot, and what would you do with that new information regarding the vest?
This is a ridiculous question.
It's ridiculous? You're shooting out
bullets.
It's
a ridiculous question.
You're shooting out microscopic bullets that could be killing people and filling up refrigerated trailers.
You know what? No one gave a damn about that before this year.
And if Ian had COVID-19, you might possibly have an analogy.
My rights don't end where your fear begins, sir.
Yeah, but if you're shooting out killing things...
That's if.
Yeah,
you have not
proven
anything.
You have to prove that Ian has COVID-19 before your analogy holds any water.
Let's suppose he took a test today and we found out he has been shooting out these viruses. Would that make a difference?
It really wouldn't, honestly, because...
Would you even get tested?
No.
Would you
even
get to a test?
No, I'm not going to do that, because it's not a guarantee that you're going to die from simply being in my vicinity, sir, if I have a cold, or if I have the flu, or if I have COVID-19. And if you're going to live your life in fear like that, then really you don't belong outside of your home. You really should just stay at home all the time and hire certified COVID-19 free people to bring you everything that you need in your life so you can have your nice little life at home without any kind of threats coming in from the outside.
This is one period of time in a pandemic where
it's not a pandemic, sir.
170,000 people dead.
I don't know a single one of them. Do you?
Yeah, I know people that know people. I mean, I
you know people.
Actually,
know people.
That's always
actually,
not what I asked you.
You know Thomas Knapp, right?
What happened?
Thomas Knapp, his mother died of of complications arising from COVID-19.
How old was she? I know Tom's in his 50s, I think.
She was presumably older than that.
Yeah, I'm going to guess she was probably in her 80s.
We do know if someone trustworthy.
My grandparents also died.
I don't personally know Tom's mother, but I have no reason to doubt it.
People, you know, it's spread out a little. Even 170,000 people get spread out some.
Yeah, that's almost no one.
Could be another.
If you actually look at the numbers, 200,000 out of 330 million people is like a fraction of a percent.
How about if one of your studio people died? Would that make a difference?
No, not really. If it was their fear...
None of us would want it to make a difference either.
They could not come here, okay? So Johnson, who has previously been on the Tuesday nights here on Free Talk Live at the beginning of this, decided he did not want to be here in the studio, and that's his choice. So if you want to protect yourself, it's your responsibility, not everyone else.
Yeah, that's where we might agree to some degree, where I think the government should have said, okay, we got this pandemic coming. people should wear a mask and keep some distance and don't go in big crowds, but not like shut down companies and things like that. They probably would have shut down themselves when people started getting too sick, because they would be afraid to go to the restaurants anyway.
I think that's the case, and we've seen that a lot throughout the United States as the pandemic lockdowns officially lift, but restaurants still aren't opening because they just have no customers, because people don't want to risk going out.
It's sad.
Tom, thank you so much for the call. To go back to your point, though, about COVID-19 and people in the studio, would it change his mind? I don't know about Conan, but if I contracted and died from COVID-19, I wouldn't want it to change Ian's mind, because I know the risk when I came here that Ian wasn't going to be wearing a mask, and that if he had COVID-19, he would spread it to me. That's a knowing risk that I took. So if the consequences for that fall onto me, I could have stayed at home.
If you want to live in a clean room, sanitized environment 100% of the time, having some little maid come in with her hazmat suit on so she can sanitize every surface for you, you can live in a completely clean, sterile environment for the rest of your life, so you can have an extra 2 years or 2 months or however long you might get from living in that environment. That's your responsibility. It's your responsibility to pay for it. It's your responsibility to deal with it. And I'm sorry, I don't believe that that's actually good for you, because I think you need to encounter some viruses. I think you need to encounter some dirt. I think you need to encounter some things that could cause you a problem, that you need to get sick and beat it, that these are all things that make humans stronger over time. But unfortunately, we are saddled with a very weak population of a bunch of people who look to the government for their answers and for their solutions in life. And it's pathetic, honestly, what's going on right now.
And the bigger question is, how long are we going to go along with this?
I don't think they're going to stop. I just had a Keene police officer stop out in front of the house today. He happened to be in the neighborhood, and I know who he was, and he leans out his window, and he says that he's sick of the government overreach, that it's gone too far even for him.
Well, did you say perfect? Vote for Arya Demesa.
I didn't.
Sadly, the upcoming flu season is right around the corner.
But his prediction was, the reason I brought him up, he thinks it's going to be over after the election. And I'm like, I appreciate your optimism.
That is the conservative conspiracy theory.
Yeah, I'm like, I appreciate your optimism, but I don't think so. They've pushed this far. They're not just going to roll it back.
I don't think this is going away, at least until summer of 2021 at best. And that's assuming everything we're being told is true. I think that's when the mask mandates will actually be lifted, is almost a year from now, at absolute best.
Unbelievable.
What do you think? 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in, take control of the airwaves, and tell us what's on your mind. That number is 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria, Ian, and Conan. And we've been talking about what's happening in North Korea, or what is reported to be happening in North Korea, because as we remarked earlier, it's extremely tightly controlled as far as what information gets into the country and what information gets out of the country. I presume the source that leaked this information to the South Korean newspaper here was technically committing treason as far as the North Korean government goes.
Probably.
So they have to all be anonymous, and at that point you're relying on anonymous sources to tell you what's going on in North Korea, and it's questionable at best, but based on it, it correlates well to all of the other stories about people eating grass and being ordered to provide unreasonable amounts of human manure every single day. It's a mess, and it doesn't look like it's getting any better. But before we get too deeply into it, are things going to get as bad here? We've got Peter in North Carolina. Peter, you're on Free Talk Live.
How are you doing tonight?
Good. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I want to talk about this.
Oh, that one coming.
Yep. Thanks for the effort. Now, of course, we are a national radio show, so we do have a dump button here that allows us to keep your nonsense from getting on the airwaves. So, A for effort, I guess.
So much for the master race.
Right? Can't imagine what a dump button might be.
They all sound like a bunch of morons to me when they call in, and they've been calling in this week.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What is,
a warning
what is
about that
place?
Probably would have been great.
They don't have enough Cantwell to listen to?
I don't know, man.
They're constantly fighting amongst each other.
Four teenagers.
Yeah. And 4chan, QAnon. I don't know what they're doing, man. But they're crazy. So getting back into this story for North Korea, evidently it's true. Dog meat has long been considered a delicacy on the Korean Peninsula. Although the tradition of eating dogs is gradually fading out in South Korea, still an estimated 1 million dogs are reared on farms to be consumed every year in the South. That doesn't sound like it's fading out very much.
Well, it might have been 10 million before.
Still, a million dogs a year. That's a lot of dogs.
Well, and what's the population, like 10 million?
I do not know.
What, in South Korea?
North Korea.
Well, this is South Korea.
South Korea, because that's the only place you can get numbers.
And it's 1 million dogs per year. Man's best friend is still a staple on the menu in the North, and I don't know how to tell the Daily Mail this, but it sounds like it's also still a staple on the menu in the South.
Well,
however,
South Korea has about 50 million, 51.6 million, and they estimate that North Korea has 25 million people.
So roughly, I don't know, how many people does one dog feed?
I don't know. It depends on the size of the dog.
I don't even want to know the answer to that question, actually.
Do you charge more for a chihuahua because it's a delicacy? You know,
I imagine the meat's got to be tough.
I don't know. Well, okay, I'm going to put you to the test here, Aria, since we're talking about it. It's an uncomfortable topic for people,
sure.
Right? Because dogs are our friends for the most part, and,
yeah.
You know, we love them. If you were visiting South Korea and somebody offered you some dog soup,
Or some cat soup.
Fried dog.
If they offer me cat soup, they're going to get injured.
And here's the thing.
I'll just let you know that now.
They eat other animals. The Chinese really love their pork.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, if they have access to these other meat products, chickens, pork, beef, and they're still eating dog, it sounds like it's probably good.
It might be, and so that's my question.
It's considered a delicacy.
Yeah. I remember seeing a Vice piece about.
And by the way, I would eat dog if I went to
China. When in Rome or whatever.
Exactly.
Right? Here's the thing. So, and I just had my dog die last week, by the way. So it's not like I don't have dogs or care about them. But there was an interesting documentary that Vice did where they looked at the South China area where dog eating is still a thing. They still have like a festival there every year, this dog festival or whatever. And there's, you know, all kinds of dog dishes that are being served up to people. And this Vice hottie that's doing the report is as she actually eats, you know, the dog soup or whatever that's put in front of her. And when they talk to the people who were, you know, part of this and asked them about, well, you know, why do you do this? I mean, how can you do this to these animals? Blah, blah, blah. And they're like, well, these aren't pets. These animals are raised specifically to be slaughtered. We have dogs who are pets. We don't eat them. And so, like, they have in their mind, there's a delineating line between animals who are pets and animals who are simply raised in a, you know, slaughterhouse or whatever, farming environment. And they don't have the same attachment to them just because, you know, they look cute or whatever.
Well, we have the same thing here in the United States regarding rabbits. I mean, people eat rabbits all the time, but other people keep rabbits as pets.
Mm. Where do you get rabbit from to eat? You have to go, like, buy it at a farm or something?
I imagine you hunt it.
Or you go to my house.
Okay. Have you eaten your rabbits?
That's what I have them for.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Okay, so Conan,
I thought you were selling them.
No, but I do have.
So don't bring your dogs to Conan, is what
so
I'm
saying.
So
we can try some rabbit, is what you're saying.
But I do have.
I mean, rabbit stew and stuff like that is like common in the U.S.
I have rabbits that I sell as pets.
Oh, okay.
And then I have rabbits that are raised.
How do you
to
like
eat.
Them?
So are they different, like bloodlines, or is it just, okay, well, if no one buys this rabbit as a pet, I'm going to cook it and eat it?
Well, the meat rabbits are huge.
Ah.
My doe is like, she's close to 10 pounds.
You draw the same delineating.
Oh, no. They're not, but they are not my pets. I am raising them to sell to people who like pets.
I understand, but that's essentially the same thing that these people on the peninsula were saying. Was that, hey, you know, we have these dogs that are bred and that are captive, and they're meant to be eaten, and we have ones that are pets.
Right. Well,
you have the same thing with rabbits. You have some that are meant to be eaten, and you have some that are meant to be pets.
Correct. And I do have cats, and I would never eat them.
Well, that's good to hear. But you would eat a dog.
Just to ease your traumatized mind over there.
but you would eat a dog.
If in Rome, yes.
Okay. Well, if a South Korean offered you a cat, would you eat it?
I don't know how that works. I don't know that
well,
I would.
Now he may not want to answer your question because you may reach over the table and gut it.
He knows I won't.
I'd have to think about it. But as far as what does the dog taste like, because that's what I want to get to.
I don't know, man. The meat here looks absolutely disgusting. I don't know
really
what to compare it to. It looks similar to something I've seen in the past, but I can't place it.
Because most of anything that you eat is going to taste like whatever that animal ate. So if you're only feeding it grain and stuff, I think they'd be pretty tasty. Now, if they're out there scavenging through the trash and eating their own filth and eating their own excrement.
If you're feeding a dog grain, it's going to die of malnutrition. It won't be delicious.
Actually,
It'll be kind of dead.
If you look at the back of the ingredients on a lot of these dog foods, most of it is grain.
And that's why they don't live to 16 and a half years like Jazzy did.
Right. But
because we're feeding our animals corn instead of the meat that they actually require.
And these dogs that you're raising to eat, you wouldn't be keeping them for 16 years. You'd probably only be keeping them probably no longer than 3 to 4 months.
Or six or whatever, until they're full grown.
Yep. The rule is you have your grain to weight or meat ratio.
Okay.
And for example, chickens.
There's a certain point where you fed them too long.
Basically. You don't get your return on your grain back. Mm-hmm. So basically chickens and rabbits, they're about 12 to 13 weeks. Mm-hmm. And that's when you want to take them and put them in the freezer. Otherwise, you're just wasting grain you'd be better off just buying more babies and raising a whole nother flock.
Often served in a spicy soup or stew with vegetables, it is also known, this is dog meat, for raising the body temperature in the cold winter months, which any spicy soup or stew would do, even if there is no meat whatsoever. I mean, that's...
Well, having some food in your belly is probably a good idea if it's cold out. Yeah.
And you know what? And kimchi is one of my favorite condiments, which is a Korean thing.
Okay.
Seaweed? What the hell is kimchi?
There's all kinds of varieties, but basically it is fermented vegetables, usually cabbage.
Okay.
But, I mean, it's super, super spicy, and I'm thinking that they probably are eating their dog with some kimchi on the side, and I'm like, you know, I'm already there. I'm already...
Jesus, Conan.
This is a good topic.
It's making me hungry right now, actually. And I just ate not long ago.
I'm ashamed to know both of you right now.
Hey, end of the world, 2020. You got to... You know, you're going to have to probably start dropping your guard and taking up some skills some traits that that have been alien to you all your life. It might be you might be eating your cats.
So what does a bunny rabbit taste like?
Even if I was willing to eat a cat, which I absolutely would not, no matter how hungry I was, even if I was willing to, it's a bad idea. And they learned that during World War II in Russian cities that were under siege. Starving, they ate all their cats.
Mm.
And the result was that they got swamped by rats.
Yeah, this is the same.
Really?
This is bubonic plague as well. We got to kill these witches, cats,
I heard on the radio that the rats are killing each other now in like New York City.
Really?
Yeah, because there's not enough.
Because they weren't wearing masks.
No, it's because there's not enough garbage.
It's because there's zombie rats.
People are leaving the city and people aren't eating out like they used to, so there's not as much trash for them to forage, and so they're killing off each other.
That sounds like somewhat effective pest control, at least. What are your thoughts? Would you eat a dog? Have you ever eaten a dog? Give us a call. Let us know. 855-450-3733.
Not shaving irritation. Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts? Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, HEB, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.